The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Howdy ho, good evening to you. It's Tony Curry. Hope you're having a fantastic night. I'm sitting here reflecting on the life and times of, and the wonderful life, should I add, of Christy McVie, who passed away at the age of 79 earlier today. It's a huge loss in the world of rock and roll. I know a lot of people that love Fleetwood Mac, and have listened to them for 40, 50 plus years, probably don't think that Christy McVie was such a huge part of Fleetwood Mac, only in that Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks always took the front and kind of carried that torch. Christy was actually a Fleetwood Mac fan before she actually joined the band back in 1970, and I'm going to go on a limb here, and I think this is not a far reach at all, but Fleetwood Mac does not exist without Christy McVie. At the age of four, she learned how to play the piano. She really didn't take it start seriously until about 11 years of age, and just became an absolute master at it. Of course, her father was musically inclined. He was a violin maker and a violinist in his own right. But when you look at what Christy McVie did for Fleetwood Mac, she was there in the band before Lindsey Buckingham. She was in the band before Stevie Nicks. And, of course, she reluctantly moved to the United States back in the 70s. And when you look at the music she wrote, Don't Stop, Over My Head, You Make Love and Fun, she wrote eight of the songs that were on Fleetwood Mac's Greatest Hits album. I mean, think about it, eight of the songs. And while she was somewhat reluctant, and she also had three solo albums, while she was somewhat reluctant to take the front and do her own thing, I would say this right now. Without Christy McVie, Fleetwood Mac does not exist. They're not a band. I mean, they were a band before her, but she took it to such a level. And the fact that she actually brought a lot of notoriety and famous stature to the band before Lindsey and Stevie actually joined the band and was okay with the two people that obviously wanted to be more in the limelight than she did, was just huge. When I look at the passings of rock, one of the reasons I started this classic rock station, TKR, Tony Curry Radio, was because I knew that over the next 10 or 15 years, we're going to lose, it's going to be a tectonic plate movement of loss of rock and rollers that, unlike anything we've ever seen, the Eric Claptons, the Paul McCartneys, the Don Henleys, the Angus Youngs. I mean, I can go on and on and on of the huge, the Mick Jaggers, the Keith Richards. I mean, all these people are in their upper 70s. And, of course, Christy was 79. But I had several people call me this afternoon. They're like, you know, what do you think about Christy McVie? And they were kind of like, I'm like, you don't understand what a huge loss in classic rock this is. I mean, it's an absolute monster. She was such an intricate part of so many songs that we listen to on a daily basis that I don't think people even realize just how huge she was. Again, I don't think Fleetwood Mac, you know, obviously the band would be around, but I don't think the band would be nearly as successful. She wrote so many great songs. And how strange is it? The song Everywhere is not one of my favorite songs from Christy McVie, but how strange is that that song just started showing up on television several weeks ago, and now you can't get away from it. Everywhere is everywhere. She was an absolute monster, and she'll be sorely missed in the world of rock and roll. She reluctantly moved to the United States. She reluctantly came out with albums. She reluctantly went on tour with the band when she really didn't want to. She did it for the sense of the band and for the legacy of what Fleetwood Mac's all about, and she's going to be an absolute monster of a loss in the world of rock and roll. You watch and see the response of all the classic rock and rollers right now, tweeting, getting on Instagram and Facebook. It's absolutely amazing. So she'll be sorely lost. I just wanted to mention that. I was thinking about it, and man, I was like, it kind of hit me. It kind of hit me hard today that she's no longer with us. She was fantastic, and as a solo artist, man, if you really love Fleetwood Mac, go listen to some Christy McVie solo stuff, and go listen to some of her bands that she was in before she actually joined Fleetwood Mac. She was an absolute monster. Thanks for watching tonight. Be back on again tomorrow morning, Curry and Claypo at 8 o'clock Central Time, right here on Facebook Live. We'll get after it. All kinds of great stuff to get into, and we'll continue to remember the life of one Christy McVie from Fleetwood Mac. Rest in peace, Mac. Have a good night.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.